Earth and Sky.
If we look carefully at modern apes, we can look at a model for our past.
You're listening to anthropologist and ape expert Barbara King of the College of William and Mary in Virginia. King studies apes both in the wild and in captivity, filming them to find subtle expressions of what she says are their emotions.
So we look at, for example, difference in muscle tension, whether there's a lot of tenseness in the body or a relaxed, loose limb sort of gait. Are there pursed lips? And we try to therefore correlate that with states of aggression or relaxation.
King is examining how ape mothers and infants express their emotions most fully in social relationships.
I think that's why I'm so drawn to studying mothers and infants and families, because their bonds are so clearly expressed in emotion. I think they have quite a lot to tell us about our evolution, not so much perhaps about how we live life today, but how we became Homo sapiens as we are today.
King asserts that because humans share a common ancestor with apes, studying their emotions reveals how human emotions might have evolved.
The fact that we see this emotional expression, grief and empathy and joy and depression in apes in the wild and in captivity, it's so robust, gives us a suggestion that this happened as well in the past and it was a platform for us. In other words, this was in place before we humans began to evolve.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.